Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. It's Friday evening, which means it's Dundalk. We were treated to a Wednesday card earlier in the week. We managed to grab a few winners there, and hopefully we can do the same tonight. My name is Alex Dunn, and I've been joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to the action. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex.
You're at Newbury today.
I am, yes.
Look
yes,
at you.
I'm all over the place, yeah. I was at Weatherby the day to see Brother Glenn win, which is all good, and I'm here now for the 3-day Newbury Festival, which is shaping up really good. Yesterday was okay, but today and Saturday, obviously, the pace increases somewhat.
Yes, definitely. But we don't care about that.
We don't. And dogs on, that's the main thing.
We've got all weather racing in Ireland to look forward to. So, we'll kick things off with the 5:45. It is a filly's maiden over 7 furlongs. The obvious place to start here is with Princess Perlita for Mickey Halford, who brings probably the best form to the table, but the draw is a bit of a problem here.
Well, it is, yeah, but it's also a slight concern for the main market rival as well, Sophie's World. That one's drawn in stall 13, so Princess Perlita's drawn inside in stall 12 probably isn't as significantly bad as it probably would have been normally. I think it's between the two, certainly it's on the speed figures anyway. Both of them have run reasonably well in decent maidens of late. Princess Perlita's came here last time at Dundalk, so that's obviously going to stand her in good stead. She can hit a little bit of a flat spot, this horse, which would be my only slight concern about, and I do think Shane Fowler will need to keep her on her mettle through the race. But you know, that form behind Magnolia Beach, who Geraldine thinks quite a little bit of, would be significantly the best in the race. I'd certainly keep an eye on Phoenix Twist at a price. You know, that seventh last time out behind Harris Princess wouldn't excite too many, but again, figures wise, that wasn't a bad run. And given it was her first ever start, I think the Kalanisi filly will improve quite significantly for that, and perhaps she's won at a bigger price. But Princess Elita for me sets the standard, and could well be another one for Mickey Halford on the all-weather.
Okay then, Princess Perlita, the pick there in the opener. The next race is the 6:15, it's Division 1 of a handicap over 7 furlongs. Not a great deal of form to go on here, Andy. Fleet Captain certainly brings the best form to the table, but it's carrying a lot of weight today.
Yeah, a lot of prolific losers in this race, so I think we should keep stakes to a very much a minimum. But I'd have to go with Fleet Captain. He certainly looks as though he's about to strike anyway on the evidence of his last run. That was behind Doc Holliday, of course, ran really well here at Dundalk only two nights ago, so I think the form's okay. He actually headed Edmund Lyman's charge inside the final furlong, but that burst of speed that he showed from the two furlong pole to the furlong pole to get him to the front ultimately cost him in the latter stages. And I think that's the key to his chance tonight. Robert Downey, who takes a valuable 7 off from that welter burden of 10 stone 8, will be very much aware, if he's watched the video, this horse doesn't want to be in front too long. So if he can get his run exactly right, I think the Captain is the one to beat. One at a bigger price horse called Calling You from the Shane Donahoe stable. This horse was 6th last time out in the first time. Blinker's doing some good work at the end. Maybe a step up in trip might suit that. And at a bigger price, it could be one to conjure with. For those of you that like a little bit more of a speculative interest, but I do think Fleet Captain is very much the inform horse and the one to side with.
Okay then, next up is the 6:45. It is Division 2 of the same handicap over 7. Pretty open race this, Andy. Again, not a great deal of form to go off, but interesting to see money for Misty Lane this morning on return from 399 days off.
Yeah, this is going to be my nap of the night tonight. Sporting nap at the price, if you can get sort of 3-1 or above, which we have this morning, then I think that's a reasonable investment for Reginald Roberts' 5-year-old mare, who doesn't run very often, but when she does, she often puts in some decent efforts on the figures, and she certainly did that way back in May, went off a long, long break, 122 days to be precise, she managed to win quite readily in the end, beating Fleeting Moments and Liberty Rock in a decent time. A good run on her next start followed a slightly disappointing one, but that was over a mile and a quarter, so you could slightly forgive her that. But she's back to her optimum trip tonight, 7 furlongs, that won't be a problem. Got a good draw, and the icing on the cake as well is that Joseph O'Brien's been booked. Joey wouldn't have that many rides nowadays. He's obviously going to be roughed off for the winter, as it were, and he'd be flying his trade out in Dubai. But significant when he does ride one, especially if you're a smaller yard, that they obviously signal in their intent. And Reginald Roberts is a stab that you don't want to mess with either as well when the money's down. So everything points in the right direction here for Reginald Roberts to run a huge race in that 6:45.
Okay then, Misty Lane the pick there in the 6:45. Next up is the 7:15. It is a nursery over a mile. Very, very little form to go off here. Crafty Codger is very solid at the head of affairs, but getting there, but hasn't got his head in front of late. And, well, do you think that we're going to side with him, or do you think he's vulnerable to one of the handicap debutants at the bottom?
Yeah, it's a nasty race, this. We haven't got a lot to go on, and a lot of these are making their handicap debuts, so there's one or two who have been hiding their light under a bushel, to coin a phrase. Certainly think Crafty Codger's form is good enough to go close here. But whether I want to back it at 9-4, 5-2, given it's had 9 previous attempts, is obviously open to question. I'll probably take a little bit of a punt here, one around about the 10-1 mark. A horse called Mihua, trained by James Ryan. Now, James Ryan has got a nice set of T-Rons in his mitts called Wind in Her Sleeves. And Stabber Companion Mahua ran in that race that Wind in Her Sleeves won on the 1st of November. It's significant that Fran Berry, who rode the winner, he's now riding the filly by Duke of Marmalade tonight. And that looked an inadequate test of stamina as well for this filly, the way she did came home quite strongly as well under a bit of a tender ride from Rory Cleary. But she still clocked a good sectional time from the 3 furlong pole of 34-3. And if she does that kind of a 3 furlong split here in this race up to a mile, she's certainly bred to get a mile, I think she can be very dangerous here. She's a difficult one to assess, granted, but I do think that form of that last race is good, and I do like the train as well, and the jockey booking's good, so everything points in the right direction for Mihua.
Okay then, next up is the 7:45. It is a handicap over a mile. Just the 4 runners got to post here, Andy, but you could probably give a chance to 3, if not 4 of them.
Definitely, yeah. I'd be very scared if regulation gets an uncontested lead here, because when he did have those circumstances back in September at the Curry, dominated from the front and made all in the hands of tonight's pilot, Shane Foley. And sometimes at Dundalk it can pay to be handy, or certainly make the running in a tactical race. So other jockeys are going to be beware what Shane Foley's up to. But hopefully this horse might set it up for the strong finish of Shawnee, who is one of the best speed figure horses I've got so far here at the all-weather campaign at Dundalk. Really good number last time out when he beat Stabber Companion James. But the rest of they were well clear of the rest, and they put a lot of daylight between themselves and some good handicappers on that occasion. Up to a mile tonight, shouldn't inconvenience this horse. Loves the all-weather, and I would just prefer Shawnee at the prices, around about 9-4 this morning.
OK then, Shawnee in the 7:45. Next up is the 8:15. It is a handicap over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. An open race this, Andy, and for once we've got quite a few horses that bring pretty recent winning form. Where should we start with this one?
Well, I think the form with Home Secretary Gunshoot and Ed's Union is definitely the port of call here. That race was run at a good tempo. It was a race that Ed's Union tried to make all the running. And although he got swamped late on by Gunshoot and Home Secretary, he certainly came out of the race with good credit. The fact that he managed to win next time out certainly indicates that form's good. The circuit time was good. And out of the two, I'd probably go with Gunshoot, just because he's probably the most reliable of those trio I mentioned. Patrick Martin's filly has managed to hit the board on her last 3 runs, and in between times she managed to win as well over tonight's course and distance. She's very consistent, she's got a good draw, she usually races up with a pace. It's hard to not see her being involved in the finish. So I ran about 7-2, 4-1 this morning. I think Gunshoot looks a decent each way bet there in that 8:15.
Okay then, the penultimate race on the card is the 8:45. It is a maiden over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. Looks like there's two to focus on here, Andy. Two unexposed types, both made pleasing enough debuts in Shizar and Ho Ho. Is your pick going to be one of them?
Yeah, it is, yeah. They both actually almost ran identical circuit times as well on the figures. Ho Ho, making her debut, ran 2:03.7. And Shazar ran 2:03.5. So pick your bones out of those two, really. It all depends which one you thought was the most promising. I happen to think that being run by Takashi Komodo, he was probably slightly better in the sense that she was given very little chance in that race, or certainly wasn't ridden as if she could win the race, and I think might well improve more markedly out of the two. Just a little bit of a gut feeling I've got. Priced up slightly bigger as well in the market than Mickey Halford's gelding. We might just get a little bit more bang for our buck, and I do like Fran Berry as well. When he rides for this stable, he's usually there or thereabouts, and it is looks between the two. I don't think the others are going to be figuring, but yeah, I like Ho-Ho, and with just normal improvement, should take close order in that 8:45.
Okay, then Ho-Ho the pick in the 8:45, and the final race is the 9:15, a handicap over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs once again. Cebuano's a horse that I've heard you mention before in terms of, I think it's win last time out, and maybe that the form line that goes through that. Would you be siding with him today?
Yeah, unfortunately, the horse I selected the other night in that race at Dundalk didn't really vindicate my belief that that race is going to work out well. But that said, that horse I selected did get a particularly bad run through the race and was shoved out wide, so I wouldn't take that as a literal collateral form line. But I do think that speed figure should stand up here. Cebuano circuit time and overall time was a very, very good one when he beat Splendid Light. And on the numbers, these are the two to concentrate on. You can almost probably back the two against the field if you're that way inclined. You get 3-1 Cebuano this morning, William Hill. You can get 11-2 for Splendid Light. That's probably the way I'd approach this race rather than be too cute. The slight negative I've got with Cebuano is ridden by a young lad I don't think he's had a ride in public, Sean Corby's name, £10 claimer. Could well be the yard secret weapon, who knows? He's had 26 winners in the pony circuit field, so he's obviously got to be useful. If he's anywhere near as good as Tom Madden, then this could be the find of the season for Mickey Halford, and obviously offsets the £10 that he occurred for winning the other day. I certainly think it is between the two. That's the way I'd play the race, those two against the field.
Okay then, two against the field, Cebuano and Splendid Light there in the 9:15. Thanks very much, Andy. Thanks for your time. Best of luck at Newbury. Enjoy the action there, and good luck with all your selections this evening.
Cheers, Alex. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.